This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel said on Monday 4 more hostages were found dead in Gaza, including 3 older men who recently appeared in a video. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Israeli Defense Forces spokesman Daniel Hagari says 4 families got the grim news.
Their loved ones were killed a few months ago during Hamas captivity in Gaza, and their bodies are still being held by Hamas.
3 of the men were in their 80s. They had been shown in December in a Hamas video begging for their lives. In Jerusalem, a protest outside the prime minister's residence where Shay Dickman wants the ceasefire proposal adopted so her cousin in captivity can be released.
And for 125 families to reunite.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
Wounded Palestinians were evacuated by ambulance from an area of Rafah on Monday as Israeli forces pressed on with the offensive in South Gaza. The wounded were brought to a field hospital run by the International Red Cross in Rafah. Palestinian officials have applied at the top UN court for permission to join South Africa's case accusing Israel of genocide in Gaza. The request published on Monday says Israel's ongoing military operation is part of a systemic effort to wipe Palestinian society and its culture and social institutions from the map. The request to the International Court of Justice was made on behalf of the State of Palestine and signed by Palestinian Authority Foreign Ministry official. South Africa filed its case with the International Court of Justice late last year, accusing Israel of breaching the Genocide Convention and its military assault that has laid waste to large swaths of Gaza. Israel denies its